Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hello, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. On today's show, I'm going to talk on the decline of atheism. Atheism is dying out. And I'm sure atheist listeners out there are probably saying, oh, you're crazy, Sacerdotus. Your atheism is on the rise. Its religion is dying. Well, not according to some statistics. According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, atheism is, in fact, on the decline. Now, previously, a study conducted by the Center for the Study of Global Christianity in Massachusetts demonstrated that Christianity was replacing atheism in places where atheism was thought to be increasing. This is very interesting. This new Pew Research data shows this is apparently occurring and will continue until 2050. So into the year 2050, atheism will be declining and Christianity, religion in general, will be increasing. The study states that while Islam is the fastest growing religion, Christianity will still be the most dominant. It also states that atheists and those unaffiliated with religion will decline, mainly because of lack of procreation. Now, it's well known that atheists out there adhere to liberal and progressive ideas, especially regarding reproduction and whatnot, and they resort to the use of contraception and abortion. So because of this, they will be having fewer children. And their numbers will not keep up with religious families who do promote childbirth. So these people, these atheists who are not having children are pretty much hurting atheism because they're not raising a new generation of atheists because of their own idea of they have to worry about the self. They're more focused on the self instead of starting a family, or if they do start a family, it's just having a wife or a husband. They don't consider having any children. And then we get into the whole argument of women and radical feminism, where the woman wants to decide when to have children and when not to have children, and whether to keep a child if pregnant or not. So when you have these egos fighting with each other, then you create these situations where there's no possibility of childbirth or reproduction or an increase of this group of people called atheists. This comes to no surprise, the whole thing that atheism is on the decline. Atheism does not have the intellectual credentials needed in order to rationally be accepted by the educated person. It proposes the non-existence of God without supplanting that claim with evidence, something they constantly request of atheists. So this is something that I stress a lot with atheists, is that they come around with all these claims, saying that God does not exist, or that they lack belief in God, or that there's not enough evidence to believe in God or not. But then you ask them a question, you ask them, well, how do you know there is no God? And on what do you base your lack of belief on? Show me what is it that that force you, that compels you to lack belief in God. They can't give you an answer. They can't give you a straight answer. They begin to start shifting the burden, saying, well, it's not my job to disprove God or prove God is your job. You're the one making the positive claim. But if you're saying that there's no God or you lack belief in God, you are making a positive claim. You're claiming that this being does not exist, no matter how you word it. By flat out saying there is no God, you're saying there is no God. You're making a claim. You're making an affirmation. Or by saying that you lack belief in God, then you are also making a claim. An implicit claim that there is no God. Because since to you there is no God, then you lack belief in God. Because you see no reason to believe in God. So either way, you're making an affirmation of the non-existence of God. So you have the burden, you have to defend this claim, this argument that you're making. So the militant atheism, so-called, the whole militant atheism agenda, is nothing more than a movement based on propaganda, emotivism, and ignorance, as demonstrated in the recent CNN atheist special showing David Silverman of American Atheists and others profiting off of disbelief, so to speak. So, you know, it's time for atheist leaders such as Dawkins, Richard Dawkins, and Sam Harris to start pressing the panic button. Atheism is imploding. We are all hardwired for belief in God. This is a scientific fact. We are all hardwired to believe in God. There is no way around this biological fact, no matter how hard you try. Atheists exist because they willingly refuse to acknowledge the existence of God and the supernatural. So in other words, to paraphrase Chesterton, without God there will be no atheists. And that's a very smart statement, a very intelligent statement. If the whole idea of God, the whole person of God, the concept of God did not exist, then there will be no atheists. Atheists are directly connected to God, at least in the conceptual sense. The cry that atheism is growing is nothing but propaganda. Now, to be fair, the only thing growing in atheism is popularity. An appeal on social networks. So you go on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, Reddit, and whatnot, and you see all of these different groups of atheists and communities of atheists and whatnot. And they are packed with people. Hundreds, thousands of people pack these groups or join these hashtags on Twitter and whatnot. And by all appearance, they are popular. But there's a psychological reason for this. This is possibly due to people seeking the need to belong to a social pact. Human beings are social beings. We need to be around people. We need to have friends. We need to have family and whatnot. It is in these groups that we learn more about ourselves and how to interact. And so we need that sense of belonging to something. That's why people feel comfortable in a church, especially in a small type community church, because they feel more welcome. And this is one of the problems with some Catholics leaving the Catholic Church to join evangelical sects or other denominations out there, because these groups are smaller. And because they're smaller, they're able to provide that sense of family to them. Whereas the Catholic parish has thousands of people, members, and it's hard to get to know everyone and to feel that sense of family. And this is something the Catholic Church has to work on. So atheists are no different. They are human beings and they need that sense of belonging to something, to a group. Loners and others find friends among other loners who adhere to naive ideas they adopt from the so-called new atheists who are vocal. So you have people out there who are lonely, they can't find real friends sometimes in the real world. So they go online, they see these communities, these Twitter accounts, and they find them cool, and they befriend them. And we have this online pact. And these people are atheists who are vocal. They go all over Twitter, on blogs and whatnot, and they have this sense of authority, of leadership online, which brings about these loners, these followers. But all this fades with time. Religion is here and will not go anywhere but up in numbers. Now take the World Youth Day in 2013, where over 3 million young people packed the Copacabana beach in Brazil. Now imagine this, 3 million young people gathering in undesirable local conditions just to hear the gospel being preached by an elderly man we call a Pope. He was not performing tricks or dancing. He was not singing in a boy band or rapping. He was just preaching the gospel via words and example. No musician can ever gather the crowds that Christ gathers before his vicar on earth, the Pope. No one. Not the Beatles, not Michael Jackson, not Madonna, Lady Gaga, or Nicki Minaj, and Eminem, and all these different, Beyonce, and all these different characters out there. None of them are able or have been able to gather these crowds. Yet we see this person, the Pope, this office, whether it's from John Paul II, Benedict XVI, Francis, Paul VI, etc., etc., down to the times. We see these figures gathering all these people. And these are old men. So this is something that we have to think about. Moreover, the Pope's visit to the Philippines last year brought crowds of over 7 million people. Can you imagine that? 7 million people. That's almost 90% of New York City. Imagine the whole New York City, all five boroughs, Manhattan, Bronx, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, all the people there gathered in one location. That's a lot of people. And this is what happened last year in the Philippines. And back in the 80s when John Paul II visited the Philippines, and he holds the record of gathering the most people in a single location. Again, no one else has done this. This is something unheard of. Not even President Obama. And again, Lady Gaga or boy band One Direction has been able to gather so many people. These people flock to hear an archaic message, quote unquote, from an quote unquote corrupt, irrelevant leader, as atheists love to claim. But is the message really archaic? Is this leader really corrupt and irrelevant? Obviously not. If we see these millions of people, young and old, gather to see this elderly person, this man we call the Pope, and to listen to the message of the gospel being preached by him. Ironically, atheists had the recent rally in 2012, which only produced a small crowd of a few hundred. So a couple years ago in 2012, Dawkins, the so-called friendly atheists, and all these different clowns had this so-called recent rally. They see themselves as enlightened, intelligent, therefore recent, not faith or superstition or belief or whatnot. They're for a reason. And they had this gathering, this rally in Washington. And a very small people or crowd showed up. Small amount of people came. Some reports out there claim that tens of thousands came. But it's not true. I have friends who participated and told me otherwise. They were there. They showed me the photos and the videos from their cams and cell phone and whatnot. Moreover, the photos and video of the event found on Atheist TV does not lie. For a couple of times when Atheist TV, which is a channel that's online, they were showing the whole event. They were rebroadcasting the whole recent rally, and you could see the crowds there. It's not a lot of people. I'm not sure they still have it now. You could probably check on Atheist TV and see if they have a playback of the event, but if they still have it, look at it. See for yourself. It was not well populated, well attended. It was very poorly attended and was never repeated again. And this is interesting because if atheism was indeed growing and popular, then we will see more recent rallies all the time. Because if atheism is growing, then that means you have a lot of people to attend them. And if you have a lot of people, then obviously you're going to have a lot of people donating money in order to have these rallies. Because these rallies are not free. They need to buy for the stage equipment, the speakers. They have to pay the speaker, the people speaking. They have to give them money to come, and bottled water, and for the permit to gather in this place. There's a lot of things that has to go into work, a lot of logistics. So if atheism was indeed growing, then all of this would have been easy to take care of, because you have the finances to plan these events, and you will have the people to fill them up. But this recent rally was only happened in 2012, one time. So that speaks volumes of atheism apparently growing and being popular. It clearly is not. The truth of the matter is that science, theology, and philosophy are killing atheism. An investigation on the social phenomenon called atheism found that, quote, atheists have appealed to science in defense of the atheism since the first avowedly atheistic manuscripts of the mid-17th century. However, as German expert on atheism, Winfried Schroeder, has shown, the relationship between early modern atheism and science tended to embarrass rather than strengthen the fledging atheism's case. So this says a lot about atheism. That atheists tend to rely on science, they appeal to science as if science was atheistic or supported atheistic ideas, when in fact it does not. And it just shows that it's an embarrassment to even try to use science to defend atheism. It backfires. Atheism only attracts those who are attracted to bad behavior. Some psychologists call this the misfit syndrome. Remember back in elementary school, there was always that kid that had to be naughty for some reason. He or she had to always get attention. Remember that he or she found pleasure in bullying, asking the teacher stupid questions, or making smart remarks just to disrupt the whole class. Well, this is the typical atheist of today who can be found online and in these so-called recent rallies. They are adults with this kind of naughty child's mentality. They feel that mockery and abuse are the means to spread reason. This horrific understanding of reason and persistence in using uncivil means to argue is one of the reasons why atheism is dying out. I mean, who wants to join a group of jerks, people that are disrespectful, that have no concern or regard for anyone else's views or beliefs or ideas? Who wants to belong to that? A divisive group that brings about tension, who are party poopers, if you want to describe it that way. Nobody wants to belong to that. Since atheists lack reason to support their claims, then they must rely on aggression in order to get attention. And this is very true. Since they can't support their ideas regarding atheism, or their lack of belief in God, they had to resort to being aggressive in order to deflect. On their failure, their inability to defend their ideas, their beliefs, or whatnot. So this study opens up more the whole truth that atheism is not increasing or rising, it's not. And it is disappearing, pretty much. It may look like it's growing because you see it all over the internet and whatnot, but in reality, in the real world, it's not growing. Because religion will always be there. Man is a religious being, a religious animal, so to speak. And we're all hardwired to believe in God. So some people might not want to believe in God or whatnot, but many times they come out of that. They start believing, they convert to any faith, not necessarily Christianity or not. And moreover, Christianity is constantly working to increase. Not just the Catholic Church, but other sects out there and denominations out there are working to increase their numbers. They're evangelizing. Whereas the atheists, they only rely on the internet mainly to promote their cause. So they're not really organized to that extent as religion is. And again, they only cater to those people who are loners, people who need that sense of belonging. And then when you add the approach that a lot of atheists take of being bullies and aggressive and mockery, that's a turnoff. Nobody wants to deal with that. Because you create a negative vibe when you come into a room and you're calling people stupid or superstitious or trying to be condescending and belittle them, disparage them, berate them. You're not going to win any people that way. Like the old saying, you could get more bees with honey or something like that. Because if you're going out there being rude and nasty and whatnot, then you're not going to do anything. You're not going to attract anyone. No one's going to pay attention to you. So that's another reason why atheism is not going anywhere. So we're here now in the 21st century, and it's projected that by 2050, atheism will be literally dying. That less than 1%, it will be decreasing. Because of these factors, and also because they're not having children, they continue in their insistence of using contraception and abortion. And more focus on money, economic means of survival, and not really focus on getting together with a partner and marrying and having children, as traditionally has been the case. So this brings about a lot of problems. When you can't have children, then your whole ideology dies with when you die, because you're not spreading those values or those ideas to offspring, to your children. Whereas Christians constantly promote having children, so do Muslims. And we see children as a blessing from God. This is why the Catholic Church is against abortion, against contraception. And why not? Because we believe in the sanctity of all human life. So we are called to be fruitful and multiply. This is why a lot of Catholic families have huge families. And then what happens? All these members get baptized. They receive the sacraments. And we keep on replenishing the church. A lot of atheists don't do that. They just find someone or just have casual sex with people and don't even think about having children or promoting the cause of atheism. It's more of a selfish type movement or idea. Just focus on the self, on the man, not on the on society, on everybody else. So anyone that tells you that atheism is increasing or not and religion is dying out, it is not well informed in the facts. The facts are out there. The study was done. And it clearly shows that Christianity is on the rise. Islam is growing a bit faster, but I think we know why. A lot of Muslims out there tend to force people into becoming Muslim, but that's another show topic. But Christianity is constantly growing, constantly bringing people in. And atheism, again, because it can't defend its premises and its claims and whatnot, is presented in a rude, disrespectful manner. And then not having children, all these different factors are bringing about the demise of atheism, along with the idea that philosophy, theology, and science completely contradict atheism, because atheism doesn't have anything to offer. Doesn't have any evidence, no substance, no reason to it. So nobody intelligent, nobody educated, rational will adopt it. So anyhow, thank you for listening. Where's my site, sacerdotes.com, rationallyfaithful.wordpress.com, and blogspot.com, catholicfaithsharing.com, .blogspot.com rather. You can catch me on Hangouts, Sacerdotes, with a V at the end, VS, not US. And of course here on Sacerdotes Radio, you can catch me here. And on Twitter, the same, Sacerdotes, at Sacerdotes, and whatnot. And Sacerdotes Radio also for the Twitter account to follow anything that's going on with the radio podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thanks for listening. Bye now.